Sinking into the back of the body. Resting back. Letting our own stories to relax, not to be the center of the world. And in this relaxing back, offering space for something else. Something which we can call heart. Or source. Love, spaciousness, becoming intimate with that which we call heart. And letting it sing whatever song wants to sing. And if, for at least once in our life, we can take the time, spend the time listening to our heart's song, What do our heart want to sing? What is that song that had been singing all the time without our ears there? So giving space to that which haven't been heard. And allowing our whole being to be taken by its joy. there is any question.
You spoke about in the meditation instructions about a love song.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if a loving kindness meditation to all people can be a love song for a person.
Why not? Yeah. I was saying to let the heart sing. You could also say our heart is always singing, but we lost the ability to listen to that song. So then, because of that, then we feel lost. And we have to start inventing what to do with our lives, you know, from the mind, like trying to figure out from the mind what to do with our lives. So the suggestion was to, what if we can listen to our heart again and see what happens.
It's very challenging, the dog. But it's something needs to be done about it, I think. It's really challenging.
Yeah. In life there are many things challenging. Here we only have one dot. I think we can let it be challenging. And while letting it be challenging, also, if we remember to close it, that also.
It's okay to close it 5 minutes after?
Yeah, like when, if you see like 5 minutes had passed and you prefer to get up and close it, other than being with the challenge, then you can do it.